You're listening to The Social Skinny on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We're your hosts, Sarah Catherine and Camden, and this week we've got a couple different things to talk about.
Right, and first just want to start off and say that there is an update on the Kate Middleton situation. For those of you that aren't aware, Kate Middleton was MIA from all her different royal duties for, I would say, probably a good month and a half, right?
At least, yeah.
Yeah, and people were speculating why she was gone, what she was doing, and she released a video where she finally addressed all the rumors. Everyone is so sad to hear that Kate Middleton actually has cancer and is suffering through that. And I think it definitely puts into perspective privacy.
Absolutely.
And the fact that people should have just left her alone and let her have her peace during this difficult time, left her family alone. And even now, literally a video of her talking about what's going on, people are still speculating that it's AI and saying things. And as I've said, I just think this should be a lesson that everyone needs to kind of keep to themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though she literally released the video. And obviously, yes, AI capabilities are such that something like that would be plausible nowadays. But I think those speculations are only necessary when this, when like the stakes are high enough to warrant them. And in this situation, I think it's not super urgent. So
I agree.
It's not worth risking offending them.
I think so, too. And also, besides the fact that it's just no one's business and it's pretty tactless to keep spending all this time speculating, I don't understand what the royal family would get out of creating an AI video of Kate Middleton saying she has cancer. Like, I just can't think of, it's horrible to say, but I can't think of the PR
right, yeah.
Like, why I guess, that would.
I guess the only thing would be if she wasn't actually capable of making a video or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But people have also talked about that. Even if that was the case, it's not necessarily bad and it doesn't necessarily change anything about the situation, because a lot of people in the whole discussion of AI's capabilities talk about that as like a very positive thing, that even, you know, big corporations and stuff would be able to like custom tailor media to a bunch of different people really quickly. And so being able to do something like that, I think there's the stigma that it's disingenuous somehow because it's not physically that person recording the message. But if that person knows what message is being propagated and is okay with it, and it's just a matter of like convenience, then there's nothing wrong with using it for that purpose, in my opinion.
No, that's a really good point. And I definitely agree. It's, yeah, if it's just the vehicle for getting the message out, especially when everyone was begging them to say what was going on. And to give more insight into the situation, and then they finally do so. And if it's AI, which I don't think it is, but also I'm not an expert, but let's say it is, as you said, it's just a way for them to be able to tell everyone what's going on, and it there doesn't seem to be any malintent on their part.
Absolutely. On a lighter note, for sure, we are also going to discuss JoJo Siwa, her new music video that she released for her new song called Karma. And for those of you who don't know, JoJo Siwa is sort of a child star turned, she's had a bunch of different things on her resume that she's dabbled in. She became famous on Dance Moms, but most recently, I guess she's starting to push more of her singing career. She had a decently sized one, but it was definitely geared towards kids the last time she toured. And so I think she's really trying to take a 180 in this new persona she's adopting. And the music video has sparked quite a bit of debate on social media regarding the content and also some of, I guess, the PR, not stunts, because it's like not a stunt because it's not like scandalous necessarily, but the way that she's been representing her new music video, like in what she wears and how she talks at interviews and stuff at like the iHeartRadio music awards and stuff. So I don't know, Camden, what are your thoughts?
I think it's hard because I do think the music video is inappropriate, and it definitely is more complicated given that the widest sect of her audience is children, mm-hmm. and all of her content that she's previously released is very PG, even G, some would say. So, you know, very, very kid appropriate. But I mean, is what she's doing, is it really much different than Miley Cyrus per se?
Right.
You know, and I'm not even that Miley Cyrus also wasn't inappropriate. And I, you know, think she's a great singer and I loved her and Hannah Montana and everything like that. But you do grow up and at some point you have to find the shift. I don't think this was the way for JoJo Siwa to do it. She probably could have made the transition in a lot more appropriate way. But
I guess the thing about too, that's a good point you brought up Miley Cyrus. That's like also people thought that whenever the whole Wrecking Ball thing happened, mm-hmm. but then since then people have largely forgotten about it and she's like settled into a much more, I think, mm-hmm. level-headed celebrity. But
and I guess too that the people who would have watched Miley Cyrus and possibly be influenced by it, like her younger audience, that's like our age group now, and now we're adults.
Right.
So it's like, I guess at some point the whole JoJo Siwa thing will probably just age out anyway because all these young kids will grow up and then no one's going to care anymore that JoJo Siwa was a bit more provocative because her audience that she was influencing is now like of age per se and adults. And so there's less controversy with that.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. I guess it's, I don't know. It's interesting because I feel like, I'm trying to think. I feel like we were what? We were like in fourth or fifth grade whenever Miley Cyrus was kind of going through all that, I think.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't know. I feel like now, I guess fourth or fifth graders are somewhat of her, of JoJo Siwa's fan base, but I also feel like probably some of them are younger considering, yeah, especially now, are. Kids are more grown up these days. And I get that, like, she probably doesn't want to do that stuff forever, but it's also like she has a responsibility mm-hmm. when she knows if she, it's like, you know, they collect all of those metrics on all of mm-hmm. her, like who interacts with her stuff. And so I think based on that data, if they know for a fact that most mm-hmm. of the people consuming her content are of that age and they still choose to do something like that, because the video, if you watch it, aside from, you know, some of the lyrics are definitely, they make a mockery of Christianity because mm-hmm. they, you know, it quotes like, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not cheat. And so if you are a Christian, it's offensive for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the video is pretty sexual in the way that she's dancing with other girls and has other girls dancing on her. And she's like mm-hmm. grinding on them and moving in a way that insinuates a lot of sexual acts. And so it's basically, it's like a, it's, you know, it's smut. And so I feel that absolutely, given that she knows who her audience is mm-hmm. and she's willfully portraying this image and this content, I definitely think that that is objectively a wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
You are listening to The Social Skinny here on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
I agree. And I even remember back, I was in first grade and I went to like a Miley Cyrus / Hannah Montana concert, but it was right after she sort of finished being Hannah Montana when like the series ended and stuff. And she still sang a lot of the songs, but I remember my mom thought parts of the concert were kind of inappropriate. And she said she looked around and everyone there was an elementary school girl pretty much. And like her brother opened for her and my mom thought like the opening was a little inappropriate, like a lot of things like that. And I guess, I mean, at the time, I didn't really know, and it didn't affect me, but at similar to JoJo, it's like Miley Cyrus had a very specific fan base because of Disney. And I mean, a lot of Disney stars go through this, like JoJo's not a Disney star, but
close enough.
Yeah. I mean, even like Demi Lovato.
Yeah. I think it's just the nature of being like a child star.
Yeah. Yeah. And getting put in a corner a little bit about what you can do, what you can't do.
When you're made famous as a child doing something for children, then it's hard to break that out of that box.
Yeah, and the video, as you've said, is it's definitely provocative. And This is what I'm confused about. And we just were talking about it before we recorded. She posted on the internet saying that she put a warning on it, that it was explicit.
Right.
But then we've watched the video and there's no warning.
Right. So, and I don't know if that's maybe on some platform you can access it through, but regardless, we've been able to access it in a way that you can, which means that
right.
other
right.
people could too, especially when there's parts of the video where there's, I can't remember if it, she was like licking another girl's neck or another girl was licking mm-hmm. her neck, but it's more than just dancing. I think semi-suggestively it's
graphic.
It's, yeah. It's a level higher than that for sure. I'd be uncomfortable with my children watching it.
I agree. I think it's more graphic than a lot of like movies, TV shows. It's
right.
And she's not wearing much clothing. All the other people in the music video are not wearing much clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics don't help either. They're also explicit.
Exactly.
So
I think aside from that too, I feel like her costume, it's kind of weird. She's dressed like this like sea creature thing after mm-hmm. she falls into the ocean. And in a lot of these press interviews she's done in it, she'll be talking about how, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm like the first in my generation. I'm like, you know, going through, mm-hmm. I'm ready to come out in like my new persona and be edgy, like all this sort of thing. And it feels, I think it kind of shows how horribly out of touch she is mm-hmm. from mm-hmm. A, our generation, and B, real people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that also shows what growing up in Hollywood does
mm-hmm.
because she thinks that this is going to like land so well.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, actually no one can relate to that. You know, it's, she wants to pretend that she's like this, lives this jaded life or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you quite literally, I do think one thing I'll give JoJo Siwa is I think that girl works absolutely hard.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot. She's a very busy schedule. She's incredibly athletic. Mm-hmm. She's very hardworking. I think she's very positive. I admire all of those things about her a lot. And I recognize that it is a lot of pressure to grow up in the way that she has. But that being said, I think she has no clue how to like relate to just normal people.
Right.
Or in fact, I think she probably does. She probably does have similar experiences to regular people, but she's not in touch enough to know that those are the things that she should mm-hmm. be using to mm-hmm. like bond with our generation instead of just trying to be like aggressively grow up. And that's how people are going to, especially I think our generation uniquely like has a soft spot for children because we were kind of like the first kids to be put on mm-hmm. online. And mm-hmm. a lot of us have like not lost innocence, but like been exposed to things or seen whatever, you know, that we shouldn't have at a certain age because we were sort of the guinea pigs.
Right.
And so I think she's stupid because she doesn't realize that like we all are not looking for something that's edgier or mm-hmm. more inappropriate or more mm-hmm. aggressive. It's like we're actually looking for the opposite
mm-hmm.
and would value that
mm-hmm.
in somebody over and above whatever this thing that she's doing now is.
Right.
Whatever that fish costume was.
Exactly.
She looks like she's trying to be a member of KISS or something.
Honestly, the makeup did look like that.
I think it's the drummer who has mm-hmm. those eyes. I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure.
I think you're right. Well, and what you were saying about our generation sort of being the first kids online, I think it's really important to remember, too, that it's like, okay, we were the first online. The kids right now that are her fans are chronically online.
Mm-hmm.
Like the iPad kid era, these children are always on, you know, their phones. They're watching TikTok. They're on YouTube, a lot of them with unrestricted access. So I would say her transition has even more of an effect, and she should be more cognizant of what she's doing, even more so than like other mm-hmm. child actors who have done it, because the kids these days have a lot more access to her media, her content, all of those things. Also, when you were giving her a little bit of credit, I will say JoJo's never been able to win.
Right.
And I'm not a JoJo apologist, but this girl has been put through the ringer. Like when she was on Dance Moms and she was like normal, just a little girl, whatever, her lisp, everyone's making fun of how she talks.
Yeah.
Like she can't win. Then she goes on and she's doing the whole JoJo with the Bobo thing with her Nickelodeon show. She's obviously R8. I think she's a little younger than us. I think she's 20.
Yeah.
But still,
same difference.
Our age. And everyone's like, what's wrong with you? You're a young adult and you're wearing bows in your hair and neon and like sparkly rainbow stuff. You need to grow up. So everyone's getting mad at her saying, no, what you're doing isn't right. This is weird. Like, you're acting like a kid. You just, why would you want to do that? So then she's getting mercilessly made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
And then now she's like, okay, guys, I'm an adult. I've grown up. I'm going to have more adult content that I'm putting out. And people are still mad about that, saying, oh, well, now you're inappropriate and your whole audience is kids. That being said, I'm not a fan of JoJo Siwa. I have never really liked anything she's put out. And I agree with everything we've said thus far that she should be cognizant of her audience. But then also it's like, okay, we have to address she's always kind of been on like the other end of the joke, mm-hmm. you know? And just a reminder, you have been listening to The Social Skinny here on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point. I think, and I don't necessarily think that she's doing it intentionally, but I think that's probably the biggest thing too that people are responding to is like, because even though she's like wanting to rebrand or whatever, she still has like a lot of active, I don't know, for lack of better words, a lot of her other businesses or mm-hmm, income streams mm-hmm. are still things that are geared towards
That's
and focused around younger kids. So it's yeah. not like, it's like you can't do both. What the thing that feels absolutely cynical
mm-hmm.
is to create something that has that sexual content mm-hmm. and to literally, for like, no pun intended, wrap it up and stick a bow on it and put it in packaging that looks yeah. like it's for little children.
Yeah.
That's the thing that is absolutely wrong.
Oh, that's such a good point. I didn't even think about that. She
wants to, it's like, you can't make money from both of those things.
Yeah, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Right.
And that's what she's doing. And she still drives around that, have you seen her car?
Oh, the JoJo mobile or whatever?
Yeah.
That's unreal.
Like, she still drives that around, and it's like, recently didn't she go to like a Kardashian birthday party or something? Because like,
probably.
I think Kim's kids like love JoJo or something.
Probably.
So it's like, she's doing these appearances and acting like she's one way and then also producing extremely explicit content.
Yeah.
Like even, and I think a lot of adults can obviously agree that the media and a lot of what we consume is very unnecessarily provocative. But watching it as an adult, I even was we both were so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that says a lot too, that.
No, absolutely. Because even though it's like she's our age, that still feels really young to be like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not that there's any age that would be okay to do that at, in my opinion, but.
I agree.
I don't know. It feels wrong. I think one of her bigger mistakes is that she's trying to be a pop icon for mm-hmm. our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think because she has mainly younger fans, she feels like, oh, well, I want people my own age to like me. But in reality, I don't think she realizes we are all going to forever see her as JoJo Siwa from Dance Moms, JoJo with the Bobo. Like, no mm-hmm. matter what you do, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's what you've known her
yeah.
for first. She'd be better to start fresh with a new generation who doesn't know her for that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and like at least wasn't old enough to really experience it. So it's not a defining factor
mm-hmm.
for their perception of her. And also, a lot of the, I guess, pop icons that we loved and everything weren't our age either. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
That's
like,
so
think
true.
About, like, I guess Shawn Mendes is a little younger, but like One Direction, they're all in like 30s. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're older.
But yeah, and people their age do like them, but also mostly people younger than them mm-hmm. are their biggest. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she is maybe not realizing that or not putting two and two together and accepting the fact that, like, hey, that's fine if you want a more normal persona.
Mm-hmm.
But you might need to change your scope a little bit.
I also think she could have eased into it a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's always the phrase, all press is good press, or no press is, no bad,
bad
press.
Press
is, whatever.
No press is bad.
You know what I'm trying
to say. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And so maybe that was her thought process with this. I don't know. But people probably would have been a lot more receptive if she would have done something. Like, she could still do something adult.
Mm-hmm.
But have it be more appropriate and still draw the line in the sand and be like, okay, this is my past. This is what I'm doing now. Respect me for like my growth as an artist. And
absolutely.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I think that's what makes it feel super disingenuous too. Mm-hmm. And for people to almost, it's like, it's impossible to take her seriously because it feels like a silly little teenage girl who's like mad at her parents and wants to rebel by like wearing dark mm-hmm. clothing or like cussing or something versus mm-hmm. actually doing something that expresses your like emotion. It feels very like skin deep in a way.
You know what I will say too, though, and once again, not to give too much credit to JoJo and also not to bring up an entirely new thing, but she's not super different from Olivia Rodrigo. Olivia Rodrigo got her start on Disney, had young fans, mm-hmm. and then now her music is not insanely explicit. I will say that she is a lot less explicit than JoJo Siwa, but she has, you know, sexual undertones in her songs, a lot of adult themes. We've heard sort of the talk about her supporting abortion at her concerts, this and that. Those are all very adult things. And she is our age doing the similar thing where it's like had the younger audience now trying to relate to the people her age. Maybe it's just because she's potentially more like societally like palatable.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just
absolutely. I think, but that also goes back to the part of it feeling more genuine to her because she has like a larger repertoire of music she's put out.
Yeah.
And even though, you know me, I don't think she's a bad artist. I like a few of her songs, but I'm like not her biggest fan. But mm-hmm. I think objectively she is way more musical versus JoJo. Yeah. It feels like a girl with money.
I was just
said,
yep.
I want to be a pop star.
Thanks for listening to us talk about all of this today here on The Social Skinny on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.